I'm Jim Rome in Southern California, and as promised, we are joined right now in studio by a professional surfer. She is a motivational speaker. She is the author of Be Unstoppable, The Art of Never Giving Up. She also has a children's book out right now. It's called Unstoppable Me. She is the focus of a documentary, Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable, which is also on the festival circuit right now. And we are joined in studio by Bethany Hamilton. Bethany, it's so nice to see you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you here. There's so much we could talk about. Let me start by asking you about a recent trip to Indonesia. How long were you there and what was that trip like?
Oh my gosh. I love Indonesia. I've been going there since I was 15 years old with my main surf sponsor, Rip Curl. And this trip was so special because I had my whole family, which I always travel with my family. But and then we were going with like about 15 younger girls. And it was kind of like mentor, younger girl kind of surf trip. And it was just a blast. Every time we paddled out, there was at least 10 of us girls kind of taking over the lineup.
That is so great. How fun. So you mentioned your family. And like any professional athlete, there's always that great balance between family and trying to achieve your goals, which I'll talk to you in a minute. But if we go back a little bit, when did you first start surfing and what was that feeling like? Were you hooked immediately?
I'm pretty sure I was hooked. I mean, granted, my parents had me on a board before I could walk, so I don't know if I was quite hooked then, but I think I was a water baby. And then I kind of grew up just being at the beach and seeing my brothers and parents surf, and then eventually I kind of took it on. I think around 6, 7, I was like hooked.
Bethany Hamilton joining me in studio. I think as most people know, when you were 13, you were attacked by a tiger shark. You lost your arm. I think at that point, if you never went back in the water ever again, that would make sense. But instead, you were back in the water less than a month later. How do you explain this?
I'm so glad that I was willing to try. Because yes, I could have totally like turned my back on the ocean and moved on in life and just had a completely different life. But little did I know I'd be able to surf with one arm, and I had a lot of inspiration after I lost my arm from a guy by the name of Mike Coots, who learned how to surf with one leg, and he had lost his leg to a shark. So just, I don't know, something in me just couldn't let go of the ocean and riding waves. And I think it was just my God-given destiny.
I mean, Bethany, it really is something, because fact of the matter is, you've said the loss of my arm felt like a speed bump, a little hurdle to get over. It is such an amazing attitude and an approach. Where did that come from?
You know, I mean, definitely growing up, I have my faith in God. And so when I lost my arm, I don't know, it's crazy. I had a sense of peace that it was going to be okay and we were going to get past this. And yeah, right now things felt like in the immediate loss, it was like, I don't know, I'm uncertain of my future. And I went from like very certain of my destiny to be a professional surfer and one of the best to like, well, I don't know what life's going to look like from here. I have one arm, things are different, but I just had to do it. I had to try. And it was my third wave. I stood up and rode it all the way to the beach and it felt like the best wave of my life. And from there, I just kept putting my head down and figuring out how to do it with one arm.
Bethany Hamilton joining me in studio. You know, you mentioned the ocean a couple of times, like I wanted to be near the ocean. The ocean was so important to me. I don't understand that like you do, but I will say this. I grew up in Los Angeles and I was not near the water. And then I moved down to where we are right now. And for 6 months, we lived near the water and there was something very strange about it. The people who are near the water understand this and I never had been, but once you're there, it's almost like you cannot get away from it. It centers you. Maybe you can explain to me better. What is that feeling that I had? Because once I got near the water, it felt totally different and I didn't want to be away from the water.
Yeah, I think the ocean is just so special. And yeah, I totally get kind of anxious
right
if I'm away from it for periods of time. Like, try to keep it under 2 weeks at most. Because if I'm near the ocean, I'm in it just about every day. And I don't know, I think especially riding waves, it's just the thrill and beauty and challenge of it is so incredible. It's unexplainable. And especially the challenge, it just keeps you coming back and like hunting for that next like special wave to like push yourself and become better and better.
Is there a perfect wave? Have you ridden the perfect wave, or is that something that you never really find, but you just keep chasing?
Oh, I for sure had some perfect waves, and that's part of why I made my new film, Unstoppable, which captures me in my element of riding waves and chasing my dreams and pushing myself to be the best I can be.
Okay, now the documentary is Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable. There is a surf break in Hawaii named Jaws. Now, your husband, Adam, said that when you told him that you wanted to do Jaws, he didn't really know what it was, so he's like, cool, go for it. Yeah, probably just thought it was just you being you, you doing you. It sounds fun, but for those who do not know, what is Jaws?
Well, Jaws, also known as Piahi, is one of the heaviest waves in the world, and for sure the heaviest wave within Hawaii. And it's where only select surfers who have the desire and passion to push themselves to surf some of the largest waves there are to be ridden. And yeah, it's a very high consequence wave and very like incredibly powerful and beautiful. And so I've had the honor of surfing that wave, and it's absolutely mesmerizing.
I've heard the best of the best. Kelly Slater was talking about how scary it is. He said it is scary.
And I completely agree with him.
Okay, so what, if that's true, and it must be, what made you want to go there? Why is that something you had to do?
Yeah, ever since I was a young girl, I loved surfing bigger, like crazier waves. And I think sometime in my teen years, I was like, I want to surf Jaws someday, and definitely put it on my like bucket list and goals to do within my surfing dreams. So finally, I made it happen, and I got out there and had an absolutely incredible few days out there. And I definitely want to surf it again sometime soon, but yeah, I've been having babies and whatnot, so yeah, take a little break here and there.
Bethany Hamilton joining us, and she is in studio. She's got two books out. There's a documentary. So if that was on the bucket list and you had thought about that since you were a young girl, what was it like when you were paddling out towards Jaws?
Okay, so I had two different sessions. One session I was tow surfing with a jet ski, and one session I was paddling. But the paddling session was like, for sure, the scariest session of my life. But also, like, I don't know, I think for people listening, they might think, like, well, why would you want to surf it if it's just so scary? So it was scary, yet thrilling and beautiful and challenging. And so all those different elements kind of, like, drew me to that day and getting out there. And I definitely got pounded on some, and I got some good ones. And yeah, it's just amazing to be out there amongst such a large wave. And like, it's a different approach than smaller waves. Like surfing here in California, it's just very like lighthearted, so to say,
right?
Versus surfing Jaws, it's like heavy hearted. Like your every like, what's it called? Sense is switched on, and you're in full like surf mode. Survival mode / I'm gonna do this mode.
Like you said, it's a wave of consequence. Well, but if there's that much risk, and there is. I remember once, I don't know if you remember the guy Evel Knievel very well, but he was talking about one of his jumps and there being a 50-50 chance that he might not make it. And I said to him, why would you do that if there was a 50-50 chance, a coin flip chance you might die? His response was, and I quote, you know who the hell I am? So I would expect, not that you would say that, but you need this. You need to feel this, right? But as you said, you're having babies. You have a family right now. How does that all factor in?
Yeah, well, like my husband, he's super supportive, and he knows how hard, he sees how hard I've been working for this since I was a young girl, and like putting my body through physical off-water training and training in the ocean. So I've put a lot of time and dedication to preparing myself for moments like that, like working towards the days when the waves are absolutely perfect and you're out there to do your best and catch that perfect wave. So, yeah, I just, I take confidence in my ability. I have the ability to hold my breath for 4+ minutes. So I know that if I get held under, I'm going to be okay. Just hold my breath and stay calm.
You don't panic?
No. Yeah. I'm really good about staying calm. Plus they have so much like flotation vests nowadays and like safety equipment. We had a crew there on standby to help if anything went wrong. But
Bethany, 4 minutes. That's something you worked on. That's something you learned. You have great lung capacity. How can you do 4 minutes?
Well, 4 minutes is my static hold. So it's kind of like you're laying underwater and like just remaining calm. But yeah, I've done a lot of practice. Ever since I was young, I was always like diving underwater, like picking shells, and like you're always striving to find that next shell. So just doing different things growing up, like trained my lungs to be able to hold and be strong. And also I have like a really strong swimming ability, and even with one arm, it's totally possible.
Bethany, you're really good at lots of stuff. Bethany Hamilton joining me in studio. So you've got two books out too right now. You've got Be Unstoppable, The Art of Never Giving Up. You have a children's book, Unstoppable Me. What is Be Unstoppable about, and what is Unstoppable Me about?
Yeah, so Be Unstoppable, The Art of Never Giving Up is just encouraging people to get through those tough times in life. And finding their kind of passion and their, what's going to push them past those challenging things that could potentially hold them back. So it's kind of like coffee table. You can open up to any page and get a little inspiration. And it's really beautiful visual sceneries and captures of me surfing around the world to hopefully inspire people to not give up. And Unstoppable Me was definitely a passion project for me, making this kid's book and now being a mom of two. My husband wrote it and I helped with the art direction and whatnot. And it's adorable. It was so fun to make. And it's a blast to read to my little guys.
Isn't that fun? That is so great. And the thing is, I mean, you didn't just get back up on the surfboard. You didn't just go back out there. You came back to compete at the highest levels professionally. So what do you say to somebody who's watching right now or listening right now, who's going through a hard time and maybe feels like they don't feel unstoppable and they're not sure how to push through? What's your advice for that person?
Yeah, and I definitely can relate to that. I haven't always, I'm not, perfect. There's down days or tough times that I've had. And I've definitely, my faith in God has been my rock through, the toughest of tough times. But I've found, too, just having something to work towards and reach towards in my future. So, I'm always pushing with my surfing, and I have my next, goal to kind of work towards, and having something to, clinging to my passions and doing things I love to do is so helpful in pushing past those hard times. And also just having people around me that support me and encourage me and love me just as I am. And, they're going to help me push through those tougher times. And
such a great message. All right. So for those, you can get these books where you buy books, but for those who do not know, they're interested, what's the best way to find the book? How can you get the books?
Yeah, they're on Amazon. So everybody's on Amazon nowadays. And I think they're on my website, BethanyHamilton.com. And I hope you guys enjoy them if you get a chance to check them out.
Absolutely. Now, before you go, I want to make this point, too, that you're an inspiration to so many people, and you're a mom and you're a husband, but you're still a professional athlete competing at a high level. In 2016, you received a wild card invite to the World Surf League's Elite Pro event. You lost in the first round, but you beat the world number one, Tyler Wright, and then a six-time world champion in Stephanie Gilmore en route to finishing third. What was that experience like?
Oh, that was one of the best results I've had in a professional event. So it felt amazing to take down two world champs and just surf at such a high level with the world's best female surfers, which I've always believed I've had the ability. It's just getting the opportunity. And I loved it, and thankful to just keep doing what I love.
I want to ask you one last thing about that, because the write-up on your performance on Sports Illustrated's website starts with, "This really isn't supposed to be happening." What's your reaction when you hear that? Do you think that they're right, this is not supposed to be happening? Or do you think, you know what, this actually is supposed to be happening?
Yeah, well, I hardly pay attention to media and whatnot, but I think...
Except this show. You're going to like this show, Bethany. This is a pretty good show.
Yeah, it's been awesome talking with you.
You too.
And, but yeah, I really think I love pushing my own boundaries and other people's perspective of boundaries. So I think that's what we're meant to do, push each other's boundaries. And for those who don't believe, they'll become believers once they see us do it.
Bethany Hamilton, my in-studio guest. She's got a couple of books and a documentary. You are an amazing person. It is so nice to meet you. And thank you so much for coming in studio and helping us close out the show today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That was so fun. Bethany Hamilton, she is something else.